Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this amazing day. I hope you are doing just fine. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this is Coffee in Christ, my weekly share of the daily practice that has literally transformed my life over the past several years. I'm so happy you are here. So for those of you new to the podcast, this is all about spontaneity. I don't rehearse any of this, so you get what you get. It is exactly as I do it each day, as I open several sources of the word. I just share what's coming to me, what's hitting me in the moment. It's so great. I love it. My hope is that you get something out of it too, that this somehow blesses you. Because one of the big things that God wants to do is bless others through me. He wants to bless others through you. And that is a prayer that is so powerful. Pray that you'll be a blessing to somebody today. That encapsulates kind of the servant heart that God wants us to have. All right, let's jump right in. The verse of the day. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. All right, this is so good. Colossians, in our community, that's an anchor verse, comes from Colossians. Talks about lifting each other up. Be persistent in continue meeting together and all those kinds of things. So let the peace of basically Jesus rule in your hearts. That first part, you know, it's so good. Let the peace of Christ rule your heart. That for me is the key. Let it. It's against what culture teaches us. It's all about, I have to create my peace. I have to will my peace. I have to meditate. I've got to do all these things. I've got to go do this to have peace. Well, some of those things can help me find some peace in a moment, in a time, in a circumstance. But if I let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, there's a second part, in your hearts. I mean, that's where it is. Guard your hearts. That's all in the Bible. Guard your heart. What's in your heart will come out of your mouth. What's in your heart leads to your actions. So this is one that it's a lifetime deal, because most of our hearts, I know mine was corrupted. It had the bad stuff in it from the world for most of my life. So most of our hearts have been corrupted at some point. So we've got to go through a process of letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. It's not a snap your fingers and like, oh yeah, I'll do that. No, it's something you've got to work on. You've got to change that subconscious mind that rules 90 to 98% of everything we do. It's ruled in the subconscious, the thoughts, the programs, all that stuff. So you've got to change those things. And it's repetition. We've got some processes within the community that help you do it faster. But the point is, it's not just a wake up today and say, okay, I'm gonna let the peace of Christ rule in my heart. It is a process, and you have to be intentional about it each day. In the back half of that, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Yes. So you were called to peace, members of one body. I think about that's how we were created. We're created for peace. But we're not peaceful people because of sin. We're born of sin. But our creation was for peace. So that's why I think I'm always longing for peace. And this is the interesting part, is I've gone from trying to get peace from people, from experiences. Yeah, you can get it. It's here and there, you'll get it. From places, absolutely. Yep, you'll get it. But it's temporary. When you can kind of shift gears and get into peace of Jesus in your heart, well, then just think, it just amplifies. You can be cruising along and you know when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have peace no matter what. But now if you get it from external sources, a person, an experience, a circumstance, you're like, wow, that was really cool. Hey, I'm really peaceful. And for me, that's what leads to joy. That's when joy kind of steps in there and has a foothold in your life. And then the final part, and be thankful. Okay, so there you go. See it. You have to take an action. Let the peace rule in your hearts. Be intentional. Do all the things. Realizing that you were created to be peaceful. And then the third part, be thankful. So I'm going to call this the three-step process. One, let peace rule. That's an intention. Two, understand that's how we were born. We were born, we were created. I should say created. We're created for peace. And then number three, to be thankful. Yes, this is good. There we go. So out of two sentences, we've got a three-step process to peace. Let peace rule, be intentional about it. Understand, believe that you're created for peace, and then be thankful. And just, I think if you, and then it's rinse and repeat, you go back to the first part. And it's just an ongoing process. And you go right back to number one. I'm making a little sketch here. See, now this I'll do a little video for Instagram, for email. I'm looking at repurposing lots of stuff. So this is really good. So that was Colossians 3:15. Almost 9 minutes worth of content and reflection. And that's the other big piece about the word. You have to reflect on it. You can't just read it and go. You got to read it to understand it, to dissect it for you. And then you have to take action. It's like talking about it here today. That's an action. I'm going to share it on Instagram. That's an action. That's the key, is you have to put it into action. So this, you know, this may be a mantra that I use. I'll definitely put it in our community. Love it. All right, let's get to plan for today. And I always hope that there's always something good in here. It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. Bilbo Baggins. Remember that movie? The little people. That's so funny. Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu once said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. okay. That, what that hits me with right away is you always have to take a step. You can't just sit there frozen. You got to take a step. In the where, you need to ask yourself, where do I want to start? Most tasks, whether big or small, are made up of many little steps. From washing the dishes through the building to building the Great Pyramid. There's always an initial and most logical first step that leads to the second, then to the third, and so on until completion. We are nearing the end of this devotional series, so it's time to ask, what is your first next step? The world seems to be made up of two kinds of people, those who make things happen and those who watch things happen. Yes, and yes, I agree with that. Or most people, you know, they're a combination depending on the thing. I can't, that's not an absolute here, but anyway, because you can be both. I want to encourage you to be one of those who makes things happen. Like Joshua, we need to be bold and courageous and step out in faith, trust God, and work with Him to make the world a better place. Yes, I agree, and this is all about action. It's kind of like I said in the three-step process. The first step there was taking action, which is kind of like what this guy's saying here. See? So this is how the word speaks. Two different, totally random inputs, and they're both saying the same thing. Be intentional. Take the first step. Take a step. The world doesn't need many more thinkers or dreamers. It needs more people of action. See, I think I've been a thinker, dreamer, and a person of action. I think the world. I think the world needs more thinkers and dreamers to take action. That's what I would say. I think the world needs more thinkers and dreamers to take action. Yeah, because, yeah, that's the key, I think. I like that. Okay. People who are willing to stop and do things no one else is doing. Yes, our community, Life Transformed, that's what we do. Will you be one of these people? There are so many opportunities and exciting possibilities in the world, but so many of these are going unrealized. There are also many needs in the world, so many things could be different. Yeah, there we go. And it's fun when you're doing something that, first of all, that God's putting on your heart to do for the kingdom, and you're doing it to serve others. That's what it's all about. And that's, you know, I just have to say, that's our community. So I get an affirmation here today that what we're doing in community is in line, at least with what this devotion is talking about. Let's see what else it says here. Okay. So what are the first things that you need to do to make a start? What are your small daily goals? Okay. These are all pretty basic. Yep, done all these things. Schedule it. Yep. It's time to get started. All right. Overcoming barriers he's talking about here. Listen, if you're experiencing a barrier, just message me. Seriously, we have so many ways in our community to overcome barriers. That's what we do. We rewrite limiting beliefs. We speak into each other to overcome those barriers. You can overcome barriers so much more effective in community than trying to do it on your own. Even this devotion is talking about doing something on your own. You can't do it. You just can't do it. All right, so here we're gonna go to Joshua here. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am going to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. What a guarantee to Joshua, coming right from God. Isn't that cool? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's true for us today. That's Joshua 1:5. Joshua 1:5. I will never leave you or forsake you. So good. All right. Let's get back to where we were. Okay. Be strong and courageous, because you will need these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give. You will lead these people to inherit the land. Yes, you got to be strong when you're leading. Strong and courageous. That's what you have to be. Just making a note. And when he says, never leave you or forsake you, never, think about that. God is always with us, with you, with me. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And then 6 is lead courageously. I've leaned on that verse, and boldly. All right. Be strong and courageous. Be strong. 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. 7. That is very good. Obey. Be obedient. Oh, so good. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? 3rd time, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 9. Another bold and courageous. And don't be afraid. That is a command. Don't be afraid. And that's coming to you too, coming to me. Don't be afraid about anything. As long as you're following Jesus, his teachings, and putting them into action, don't be afraid of anything. It's like what I call a boom shakalaka. That is what it's all about. All right, fired up this morning. That was great. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transform, where we help people go from isolation to community, where the next step beyond that is freedom. Reach out. I'll have in the show notes all the ways you can get in contact with us. Follow us on social media. Inquire and schedule a time to meet with us to see if this community is something that you want to be a part of. I think you will be. So if this podcast is reaching you and you've come all the way through to the end of it, I would say take that step, as was emphasized today. Take that step and get in touch with one of us in the community. We'll tell you all about us, and then you can make the choice. You can choose to be with the community of people who are for you, don't judge you, and are in harmony with you. That's what we guarantee. All right. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening, and we'll see you next Thursday with Coffee and Christ. We're going to be kicking off another podcast talk show, something coming up soon, so get ready for that as well.